Good afternoon. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Today we're going to cover three elements of a very simple story structure. Now I get this from Joseph Campbell, the idea of the hero's journey. He talks about it in the book, Hero with a Thousand Faces. It's out there. There's lots of other works that address similar things. Christopher Vogler's work. I've mentioned Russell Brunson before, Expert Secrets, and that's actually what I'm reading that's led me to digging up through this again. Russell has a more expansive framework, which I'm working on developing stories in that as well. But I wanted to be able to just tell quick stories, and I would like to practice enough where I get this framework I'm about to share with you drilled in or instinctive enough where I can still tell stories off the fly. Now, to a certain extent, good stories follow that structure anyway. So if you have something, a story that people have responded to already, you're probably already following the structure or coming close to following the structure. Although, again, the more detailed the story, the more elements that might be in it. But the simple three steps are this. Separation, initiation, return. Separation is getting away from whatever is normal in your life, whatever is the normal day-to-day. Initiation is going through change, transformation, facing challenges. And return is coming back to the new normal day, everyday life with whatever changes have taken place in your journey. So an example would be, I'd never been consistent with exercise on my own. I get the book, Convict Conditioning, and it's about body weight calisthenics. I learn all about body weight calisthenics. I have some troubles going through it. I have some questions. Is this really going to give me the kind of workout I want? But I stick with it. I keep practicing. And after a significant amount of time, I just get it in myself that I'm going to exercise for the rest of my life so long as I'm able to. It may not always be body weight calisthenics, but I'm going to exercise for the rest of my life. So bringing that learning to my life, now exercise happens every week, usually 3 to 4 days every week, sometimes more than that, sometimes it's every day. But doing that on my own, and I do this all at my own house. It's not, I'm not part of a gym. I don't have anybody, you know, barking orders at me to exercise anymore. I got plenty of that in the Army. Thank you very much. But now I exercise at least 4 days a week and sometimes every day. So where were our separation, initiation, return? Well, separation is when I got the book, and started reading it and exploring the world of bodyweight calisthenics. What's initiation? Well, I went through some challenges. I have to, of course, work out to learn this stuff. So learning new exercises I have to do, having to fight through some tough workouts, which was a little surprising because I'd done weights before. I thought, well, this won't be as hard as weights. It can be pretty tough. It's different. It's definitely different, but the challenges are different also. But after having gone through that over a long enough period of time, what I really got out of it wasn't being the bodyweight badass I thought I might become. What I got out of it was just the desire to consistently exercise. Big or small, I'm going to be exercising. I'm going to be exercising on a regular basis for the rest of my life. And so far, it's been a few years, and most of the time, I'm not even doing bodyweight calisthenics anymore, although I do mix it in still some of the times. So my favorite thing I got out of that book, Convict Conditioning, was just really the daily practice of exercise, or at least several times a week practice of exercise in whatever simple or immediate way I can. And you don't need a gym, you don't need really anything fancy, but for me, if I get fancy equipment, I just get fancy equipment I can use at my house. But you can see the three steps in there, the separation, the initiation, and the return. I got away from my normal daily life, I went through some challenges, and then I came back with something that has been very beneficial for my life. And it's useful, you could think of this as a fourth stage or maybe stage zero, depending on how you want to look at it. You might want to give like a baseline, like a day in the life of whatever the background experience is. So what I did, where I did that was just saying I'd never really exercised consistently on my own. For brief bits I had, you know, 3 months here or there, I'd, you know, get in an exercise program, walk consistently, maybe jog, do sit-ups, whatever else. And of course, in the Army, I had exercised a lot, but not on my own. I was being commanded to do so. And since the Army, I'd exercised off and on, but never consistently over a long period of time. That was the background. Now, the separation from that was when I got the book, read the book, and applied it. And it took a while to really get consistent with it, but once I did, that I didn't really go into. But if I wanted to really build out the initiation section, I could talk about how long it took to really fight and remember, no, I got to get something in. If I missed a day, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make up the exercise, or I'm going to get right back on. I'm not going to let that day become 2 days and just keep going and keep going and keep going. There's a lot of other challenges that came up. Part of the time I was learning this, I was working a night shift, and that was tough. The good news was I had lots of time. Well, in some senses, I had lots of time. Bad news was I was sleepy a lot. I was sleepy at work and I was sleepy at home. It was a weird experience that lasted for a few years. But out of all that, I came out with this instinct to just keep exercise as part of my life. And so far, that served me very well. So again, separation, initiation, return. It's good to just think of stories with this structure. And if you want to add a little bit, if you want to give a little background, one of the reasons it's good to give a day in the life of at the beginning, just what's a life like, what's a snapshot of life as the story begins. Because when you end the story and you do the return, it lets you compare the snapshots. In my case, the guy who had exercised but never exercised consistently on his own, to the return where I'm the guy who does not go a week anymore without exercising multiple times. It just doesn't happen. And frequently, he exercises multiple, every day of the week. Seeing those two against each other gives you an idea of the change that's taken place. It's a powerful thing to learn simple structures for stories. You're going to have some stories that are pretty strong already, and that can be for a variety of reasons. One, you're already telling it consciously or unconsciously with one of these structures. Two, you could just have some interesting elements in the story. So interesting story elements is something we'll talk about on another occasion, but just having story that's about fun or interesting topics. I'll give you a short example of this one. Bodily functions can be a very amusing place to tell stories, and one that I'm used to from my 20s as the drinking story where someone always eventually vomits. Those were always hilarious stories to retell. Maybe gross, but hilarious to retell. Why? Well, it's got an element that a lot of people find funny, and quite a few people can also relate to. Adding those kind of elements into your stories, granted, you probably want to go further than the vomit stories I was so fond of in my 20s, but finding those elements that just make a story interesting, amusing, or impactful on their own is a powerful way of approaching it as well. But if you get the structure down, you can really pop off with stories. You can start telling the story of what happened to you this morning according to the structure once you get to that place where the structure is instinctive. And I'm going to work through this. I'm going to make this a little more instinctive for me. Hopefully, you'll do the same for yourself. Please leave any comments, questions, or suggestions. There's got to be a comment box somewhere around here. Go ahead and find it. Tell me what you think. Again, I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We'll talk again soon.